you will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their involvement in environmental movements. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for becoming involved in the movement. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H which aspect of involvement in the movement each speaker has found surprising. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
Once you've seen the pictures of animals suffering just for the sake of fashion and commercial profit, there's no excuse to keep buying anything made of real fur. I felt I had to join the campaign, as I believe we have a moral duty to bring the barbaric fur trade to an end. I have a regular job, but I'm happy to give up my weekends, taking part in any kind of activity that'll wake people up to what actually goes on. One thing, though, I can't get over the way my brothers disrespect my views. They say I should accept other people's choices and that sometimes there's no alternative to fur. I hardly think that's true.
Speaker 2.
There are some column writers that claim our movement's a joke and that we're protesting about the climate crisis just to get out of school. I didn't expect to see that kind of attitude in a national newspaper, but then again, a lot of those articles are just clickbait. For me, it's obvious that we're facing a crisis. My parents' generation should have taken action years ago, but they left it to us. Personally, I got sick of hearing depressing stories about climate change and believing I couldn't do anything about it. That was my incentive to take part in the marches, to make my voice heard. It's good to be surrounded by others who feel like me.
Speaker 3.
It shocked me to hear just how much fast fashion is responsible for carbon emissions and water pollution, and how little regulation there is. So when my sister suggested I join the second-hand shopping movement, I didn't need any further encouragement. I thought, well, someone's got to lead the way. And it took a while, but eventually, some of my friends did start shopping second-hand too. One time, I went online and posted a designer jumper I'd found in a second-hand store that didn't fit, and it sold immediately. That got me into selling vintage and second-hand designer clothes full-time. It had never occurred to me there'd be such a demand. People from all over get in touch.
Speaker 4.
The badger is a really amazing, really iconic animal, and yet thousands are being killed because farmers believe they spread disease in cattle. Where is the hard evidence? My mate said it wasn't worth protesting because the government had already given the green light to an official cull of badger populations. But I reckon protests can make a difference, so I thought, I'll show you, and I joined the Save the Badger campaign. I'm not for a complete ban on killing badgers, but I'm questioning why so many. It's been a bit of an eye-opener going to events and meeting other campaigners from all walks of life. I suppose I was assuming they'd all be left-wing and middle-class.
Speaker 5.
Originally, it was just a few of us picking up the plastic rubbish, and I thought, how are we ever going to get this beach clean? But I needn't have worried, because one week, out of the blue, a bunch of locals turned up to give us a hand, and they've been coming ever since. Kids too! There must have been at least 30 of them last week. It goes to show the anti-plastic movement's gaining momentum. I confess it was a friend that got me involved, though. He needed a lift down to our local beach, and when I got out of the car, I thought, I can't stand by and watch him cleaning up trash by himself.